FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your East Lancashire weather forecast for today. Early low cloud will soon break up to leave another dry and fine day, with sunny spells. It will feel pleasant in the sunshine and with winds remaining light. Maximum temperatures will be around 21 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Can't beat a bit of Journey on a Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to the Food and Drink Show. You've got me today, and guess what? Yeah.
You've also got me. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Back
guess
again. Back. Keep making these guest appearances, don't I? My own show.
Do you know what the sad thing about it is, though?
What?
You could sing that song from beginning to end, word perfect. That worries me.
You're not wrong.
Now, I need to do this to you, Phil. I've got to do this to you.
Oh, no.
So,
what have you done?
Last night, after I'd made tea, I'd told you in the day what I was going to make, chicken chorizo rice, okay? Now, last night, I sent you a photo of what I actually made. All I'm asking for, you know, sometimes when they say credit where credit's due, please just describe the photo I sent you.
I tell you what, it does absolutely look phenomenal. And like you say, credit where credit's due, this looks incredible. Like chunky bits of chicken, green pepper, red pepper, mushrooms, that sauce. Oh my goodness, mate. I tell you what, you've put laid an absolute worldie there.
Right, and do you know what I want to do? Because I know it's one of your favourite dishes, yeah? I want to come to your house and make it for you and the boys.
Deal.
Then you can see how it's done and that it's not that difficult. Just some simple processes. But I want to come to your house and make that for you.
Hang on. You want to come and make it for me, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want a cookery lesson. I want to be sat on settee where you're obviously drinking the cup of tea you've made me as well, yeah? Is that the deal?
No, not really. Because I know how much you enjoy cooking, right? And it's okay being doing the big bravado thing here on the Food and Drink Show, which we do occasionally, and we're entitled to do. But I just thought, if you make that dish for you and your boys one day, in a few weeks' time, you'll be absolutely proud as punch. Anyway, right, let's crack on with a bit of music. Oh, tune! The Killers and Humour are up next.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer? We'll be right back.
Tell you what, there'll be no dancing done if you shop at a certain supermarket. You're going to love this, Phil. Are you ready?
Go on.
Right, so there's been a survey conducted by Metro, the big newspaper, the national online newspaper, and the headline was "The Unhealthiest Supermarket Ready Meals."
Now, well, I can't imagine there's many healthy ones, though.
Yeah, but I get it. It's convenience, isn't it?
Yeah, right? I'm all about a ready meal.
I know you like a little bit of a bing.
Boys, dinner.
Actually, forgive me. The survey was conducted by the campaign group Action on Salt. And they've gone to all the 11 major retailers, all the big supermarkets. Now, there's one supermarket that has fared the worst on every level. Any ideas? Any ideas which would be the worst for unhealthy ready meals?
Probably one of the German ones, I'd have thought. One of the cheap Germany ones.
Nope. It is Iceland.
Because mums go too.
Yeah. And it's quick and it's easy and probably not very much good stuff in it, so they boost it with salt, don't they, to boost the flavour. But Iceland was named the worst performing supermarket with 84% of its ready meals considered to be high in salt. One of them, which is the highest one that they've seen on the whole survey, was the cottage pie from Iceland by a brand called Royal. Are you ready for this? In a 400-gram serving, it was 6.2 grams of salt, which is more salt than two margarita pizzas. And you're only supposed to have a maximum of 6 grams of salt per day. So in that one 400 grams ain't a lot, mate. Not for big lads like me and you.
So I'm going to guess these are meals for one.
I'm thinking so, if they're 400 grams, yeah. Aldi, Lidl, Marks and Spencer, Sainsbury's followed Iceland with more than 50% of their ready meals ranking high in salt. Now, right at the bottom of the... And I know to some people this might be a little bit boring, but do you know what? Sometimes you've just got to be educated and think, you know what, I'm not buying them anymore. Because if it's doing us, you know, a lot of damage, I mean, 6.2 grams of salt in one meal when that's your whole daily allowance is ridiculous.
That is a lot.
So in terms of salt, the worst one, as we've said, was the Iceland one. Now, in the graph, it's showing different colours for different categories. Fat, saturated fat, salt and fibre, right? Which one do you think's worst for fat?
A fat?
Just regular fat, not saturated fat.
I'd have gone something creamy, pastry based.
Yeah, but which supermarket?
Oh, which supermarket?
Mm.
Again, probably Aldi.
Yeah, I would have said the same. No, M&S.
Isn't
if you think about it, M&S is always about luxury, great flavours, and unfortunately, fat is where flavour comes from, isn't it?
So, but yeah. Even so, you'd have thought that they'd have been quite on it.
Yeah, M&S, the highest with fat and saturated fats. Really interesting article. Listen, it's on Metro. If you go to the food section of Metro, you'll see the whole article. But sometimes it's just worth highlighting some of the stuff that we think is quick and easy. Could be really quite bad for us, couldn't it? Anyway, what's up next? Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers and Love Roller Coaster here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy. We'll be right back.
Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Welcome to Automobile. Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
coming up to 25 past one on this Wednesday afternoon's Food and Drink Show. Lee and Phil are in the house. We did go somewhere a little bit special, didn't we, at weekend? Somewhere we you've did. Not eaten before.
No, I have. I've been eating before. All right. I've never, but I'll give you the rider. I've never done anything other than breakfast.
Yes, we normally sit inside and have breakfast.
We normally sit inside and have brekkie.
Guess what? Your turn to shine. Tell us all about it, Phil.
Well, we took a little bit of a trip up to Hindalini's. You correct me at any point now I'm wrong, because you know I'm from the wrong side of the hill. However, I believe Gisborne Park Estate.
It is.
It is. Beautiful setting. It was a cracking day. We had one of our resident DJs in session there, didn't we?
We did.
So we went up to give him a little bit of support.
Trying to create that kind of little bit of Cafe Mambo feel.
Cafe Mambo style. And it was a perfect time for it.
The cool yurts that are over the dining area. Wildlife going around. Sammy frightened to death of peacocks. Yep. It had it all, didn't it?
It did. It did. And it has some cracking food.
The munchies kicked in, didn't they? The munchies kicked in about 5 o'clock.
Are we confessing what we did?
Oh, God, go for it.
We know we'd had a couple of beers as well, haven't we? Well, we were drinking responsibly before anyone starts.
Yeah.
Because as you always have to do. So we'd had a couple of beers and we said, come on, let's order something. We did, because we didn't have anything massive either, did we?
No.
And we both went for the same thing as well, I believe.
We did. Because what I like about the menu at Hindalini's, the starters section is quite big. There's a lot of good stuff on it. And they just, well, we said this afterwards, it was just enough.
Just enough.
We went for the salt and pepper chicken goujons, yeah?
We did.
Which, there were three huge chicken goujons in there, and then a stunning, like, Asian salad underneath, wasn't there, with that chilli jam in
that
it?
That chilli jam was just incredible. Incredible. That was well worth it.
Now, because that's all we had, we said that if there'd have been one more goujon in there, it would have been fine. But remember, we highlighted with it, they were starters. So if you're going to have something else afterwards, three was enough. And it was enough to tide us through, wasn't it, really? But
it got us through.
Only just.
Just about.
Only just.
But I think if there was a fourth one in there...
Whoa, that filthy pizza you had about 3 a.m. Yeah, that's why you just had enough. Honestly.
But if there was a fourth one in there, I think we'd have struggled to eat a main.
Yeah, I agree. But the menu had lots of really different stuff on there. What did Sammy have? She had that stir fry. Which yep. looked incredible. Then there was loads of it.
There was a lot of it. It was. That did look good as well.
But that was a main. That was indicative of a main course, though. That, wasn't it?
Yeah, but everything coming outside, and you know, when we went inside as well, and anything coming out of that kitchen just looked phenomenal.
Nicely presented, and it was all tasty. So, I think
we're back on Saturday.
Yeah, we are. We're going back on Saturday.
Lunch and tea.
So, if you fancy something a little bit different, I wholeheartedly, and Phil does, recommend just taking a trip down to Hindalini's, because it's cool as well, isn't it?
And with Matt Bates session on Saturday.
Yeah, Matt Bates session Saturday.
Right. We'll meet you up there.
One of your favourites, I think, Usher. Kissing Strangers.
Yeah.
No, I meant the Kissing Strangers bit.
All right.
Is it messed up? I hoped you would be here, only so I could act like I don't care. Been a blur for the last 2 months. Got a glass on my lips and a burn in my chest. Got some little fingertips on the back of my neck. Gotta try to pretend, gotta try to forget somehow. But how we go from strangers kissing to kissing strangers, from not knowing your name to wishing I could erase it. Trying to forget with somebody, no. Forget in a crowded room. Oh, oh, oh.
nights we stayed up making plans. Now I stay up trying to understand. Been a blur for the last 3 months. Got a glass on my lips and a burn in my chest. Got some little fingertips on the back of my neck. Gotta try to pretend I would die to forget somehow. But how we go from strangers kissing to kissing strangers? From not knowing your name to wishing I could erase it. Trying to forget with somebody knows. From strangers kissing to kissing strangers. From not knowing your name to wishing I could erase it. Trying to forget with somebody knows.
Dressed like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. We're young and we're reckless, you'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or
and I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want
love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
And I'll write your name.
Now, speaking of writing names and names, a bit of a bugbear, Matt. You love these, don't you?
What a tenuous link that was.
You love them, don't you? I have to try and come up with them every week at least. Chefs put in that... Your chair's squeaky today.
It is, sorry. I'm sitting. I'm trying to get back up to the microphone. I've just been like lounging around.
Will you get some WD-40 on that, whatever it is?
I'll do it as soon as the show's over.
Chefs putting their names to simple dishes, right? Like TV chefs, famous chefs, putting their name to a simple dish, and charging a fortune for it.
Oh, this is going to be rife.
Well, my bugbear. And I know somebody, I've not been, I've been very close to going as we were passing through, but I know somebody that has had fish and chips at Rick Stein's fish and chip shop. And he said it was like any other little shop you might get in Padiham or Burnley or Blackburn, just a little fish and chip shop with a little rickety old tables and plastic tablecloths, you know what I mean? And cod and chips sitting in is 20 quid.
Get out.
Seriously. And the thing is, Rick Stein's never in it. It's only his staff. Now, you don't mind paying crazy money, okay? If you... Maybe even the chef whose name's on the restaurant has just, like, breathed on it or looked at it as it was going out to the table. You don't mind. But he's never there. But yet, his fish and chips is 20 quid.
20 noughts of fish and chips.
Exactly.
Now, so what is it to take out?
£18. It's only £2 cheaper.
£2 to sit. Oh.
Yeah. And then if you want a bit of the old condiments, a bit of ketchup or tartar sauce or anything, that's another £2.
No.
So for me, it's, I don't know, it's just getting a little bit aggy, that. That's a lot of money in it.
That's ridiculous. Now, ridiculous.
The one that you mentioned, Tom Kerridge.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Was that a burger?
So I remember something about Tom Kerridge making a burger for £19.50, I believe it was. £19.50 for a burger.
Hang on, I've just found it now. Here we go. TV chef Tom Kerridge's tall burger. And that is, and because of his appearance on MasterChef and Saturday Kitchen, that's what's given me his name. Yeah, £19.50.
What's a tall burger?
It's 8 inches high. What's a normal burger?
Why? Because you can't get your mouth around that.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's virtually impossible to eat it. So you've got like the bread at the bottom, then the burger, then a couple of little tiny bits of bacon, then you've got another slice of bread on top of that, then you've got some like salsa on top of that slice of bread, then you've got what looks like a bit of black pudding, and then the lid on it, which makes it 8 inches high. It's not a Scooby snack. You're not going to squash it, are you, and then get it all in so you can bite from it.
Imagine buying a Tom Kerridge £19.50 burger and then smashing it.
Yeah, and they're not eating it like a burger.
From down road.
One that I know you may not have heard of, but Jacob Kennedy at Bocca di Lupo in London, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is literally... Yeah, oh, yeah, he said. Are you ready for this?
Oh, right. Jacob, yeah, he's found him.
Oh, my mate Jake, yeah.
Yeah, Bocca di Lupo. Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's not good.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go on.
Spaghetti... Yeah. With mussels. That's it. Just spaghetti with mussels.
No, it's got to be a sauce.
No. It's what the mussels were cooked in, being infused with flavours from the water and wine that it was cooked in. But it's literally spaghetti with mussels, £45.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's just ridiculous. And I honestly don't believe how they get away with it. Honestly.
That is ridiculous. £45 for spaghetti and mussels.
Yeah, let's get down Waddy Road, Chip. It will be right. Whoa.
For a moment, my heart's already stolen. Hurt is gonna be there. To miss it wouldn't be fair. No, 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 no. When a woman wants her man, she'll catch him in a way she can. I'm telling you, I got a massive plan. I'm gonna get your boy, make you my.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, All of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way. Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Lighthouse family, and hi. And I didn't even have to do it in a Tony Blackman voice, Lee. I didn't even have to do a Tony Blackman voice.
Paul Taylor, hi.
That's not honestly expensive.
I'm going to have to keep that recorded. I'm going to have to give it to Paul Taylor because you went, hi. I'm saving that. Definitely. Right, sorry, go on. Go on. Go on, crack on.
Oh, gosh. I don't
know. Like two giddy 10-year-olds are telling.
Oh, that just went totally wrong. I have a question, and it's today fasting. Because I know we're running out of time.
Yeah.
If you had to go out for a meal somewhere,
and
you can pick any genre of food, what would your go-to be? You have to answer. I know mine now.
Right. Well, with 20 seconds left, I'm going to rush it, and I'm going to say Chinese.
Oh, shout. Mine was very close to Chinese, but mine's a curry. Love a curry.
No, I agree. Curry is right up there. But if it was out for a meal where you know you're going to get it proper, authentic, it'd have to be Chinese.
Any special places?
In Clitheroe, definitely Kong Sang for me.
Okay, 100% Kong Sang. And it would be kebabish.
Ooh, kebabish for you. Listen, thanks for joining us today on the Food and Drink Show. It's been a pleasure to have you here with us. We'll see you next week. Ta-ra.
Ta-da. Climbing my own.
Valley Connection.
Ripple FM.